a Football Friday, presented by the Low T Center on 95.7 The Fan. Live from Oak and Iron Sports Social, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back as we are live here, live, Football Friday. Clap it up, people, man. We're having a good time out here, man. Listen, this guy's ready to make a bad decision. I'm looking for people out here, man. Come on out here. You should be off work here. Almost 5 o'clock. If you're getting off work, come on out here to Oak and Iron here in Vintage Park, and you can slide in just in time for yourself to win some tickets. We've got three more things to give away. We've got a $50 gift card. We're going to give away a couple of things in this next break. We're going to give away a $50 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, and we're going to give away an autographed football by Nico Collins, who, by the way, needs a big game. Wow, we're going to give that away coming up in the next segment. So if you are trying to get here or if you're in the building and you have not gotten your name in our raffle box, you may want to do so. And by the way, at the end, our big giveaway, a pair of tickets to see the Houston Texans host the Indianapolis Colts. You can win that coming up a little bit later on in the 5 o'clock hour. All right, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Jump in on this. Listen, we've talked about this offense all offseason because that's it. That's it. Paul, the amount of people who look at the Texans as Super Bowl contenders and not just contenders to get to the Super Bowl. I think I saw Greg Jennings have them in the AFC Championship game. I think I saw Chris Broussard have them in the AFC Championship game. Other teams. I've literally heard people say this defense is so good. If CJ could just be okay. I heard Emmanuel Ancho get blasted drunk and say he believes Shady McCoy believes that that Shedeur Sanders could take this team to the Super Bowl with this defense. That got completely away from me. Just the domination of this defense, people believe in so much.
They do. It's a long list of people.
And they should. They are loaded. They had Reed Blankenship, and they're it's like a bunch of young dudes in their prime who all have grown up, who are all growing up in the same defense. They're all in their prime. Like, Aziz is the only old guy. Is Aziz 30? He may be 30. Like, that's really it in the group of the main guys that they roll with.
29 years old, so born he's August 4th, so he just turned 29.
Yeah, he just turned 29, but he's under 30. Will's under 30. I mean, the only old guy there is the guy who still seems like he can get 15, 17 sacks with ease in Danielle Hunter. So this is a crew that they have. But they are facing the Buffalo Bills for the third time in 3 years. And this is the same offensive coordinator, guy who runs the offense. He's now the head coach, but Joe Brady still runs the offense. Josh Allen is Josh Allen. And they have seen this. They've added DJ Moore. I mean, this is an offense. That's why what's been so impressive the last couple of years with the Texans is this is the number one rushing offense last year. This is the number two scoring offense in almost 30 a game last year. This is number four in total offense last year, third in offensive EPA. Like, this is a great offense. James Cook led the league in rushing last year, and they've got Josh Allen. They've added DJ Moore. For you, first game of the season, this opponent, what is an acceptable performance from this defense? I said anything under 23 points for me is acceptable week one out.
It is week one, so I'm a little bit more forgiving than I've been in years past this early in the season. But to me, it's don't miss tackles and don't give up the big run to James Cook like you did this past year. It's going to be tough to stop everything that Buffalo's capable of doing when you have a guy like Josh Allen who can extend plays and make things really difficult for any defense, including yours. So give him a little bit of grace, perhaps, from time to time. I just don't want to see the dumb mistakes. And by the way, I mean, it's something you take for granted that even with as aggressive as this defense is, it's generally personal foul penalties that you're most concerned about versus them doing something that's just technically not sound. And, you know, Ron, think that the games like this, these are the ones where you should feel best about the Texans' defense because they're big game hunters. When you're going up against a guy like Josh Allen, it is different. And especially when you're 1.5-point dogs at home. I don't know if the line has changed since last time.
No, they're 1.5-point dogs, which is a bit disrespectful.
It is completely disrespectful that they are 1.5-point dogs at home, given what they have done to Josh Allen each of the last few times. No one has made him look more mortal than the Texans, specifically in 2024, but last year as well. So, to me, I'm going to be forgiving with some things that happen. I just don't want the big plays, the missed tackles or anything. Just completely blown assignments like C.J. Gardner-Johnson still out there. By the way, he's going to be on the Bills this Sunday. That's going to be interesting. I just don't want any of those things. So that's kind of a lame way to answer the question. But I feel
Do you feel like we're going to see a complete shutdown, dominating performance like we've seen the last two times?
I'm so used to it.
And the Texans against the Bills.
Well, Ron, talking with somebody who knows Joe Brady inside and out, and Ty Dunn, it just feels like Joe Brady is the kind of guy that just does the same things over and over again every single week. And now, especially with no Sean McDermott, I feel like that just enables him a little bit more, right? Maybe McDermott was a governor over him in the past, and okay, maybe he has a couple of extra wrinkles to throw at him, but I don't see a reason why I should look at the Buffalo Bills and be like, well, this time is the time that they're going to figure it out. Unless you're just playing the law of averages. Well, at some point, he's going to do it. It just feels like they have him as the biggest matchup nightmare for Allen that there is.
Like, I can't – I'm not going to sit here and say it can't happen. I'm just not – I'm not sitting here willing to come out and predict that anybody is just going to – run roughshod over this defense.
You'll believe it when you see it, but it's hard to imagine it.
Am I going to sit here and say nobody will ever score 30 on the Texans defense? I'm not going to say that's impossible. I'm never ever going to go into a game willing to say, you know what, man? I think they're going to get them. I don't think that. So I don't think anybody is going to just give the Texans that kind of problems offensively. And we look out and CJ and them. I'm never going to predict that CJ and the Texans are going to have to win a shootout against somebody, because I think the Texans' defense will be able to, both in scheme and what adjustments D'Amico and Blair make. I think they'll be able to figure things out. But I also don't know if I see a situation in which, like they are about to completely shut these cats down. They are going to get to a situation where, like, it's about to be 8-9 sacks. Like, I would hope that I would think that Josh Allen and Joe Brady would make some adjustments to not just get their asses just running around and hand it to them. Although instinctually it seems like that is something that Josh does to extend plays. I would go into it thinking that there is some level of adjustments with 7 months for them to prepare, it feels like, for this game.
I mean, that's for Joe Brady to figure out. I would say it's impossible to set a higher bar for yourself against a great quarterback than what they've done against Josh Allen, too. You know?
Yeah.
I almost feel like it's unfair to expect some of the things that they've been doing. You sack a guy 8 times in a game. I mean, it's not like Allen is Bryce Young size, you know? The dude's fast and huge. And they got him 8 times. And each time they got him, I mean, it was a wallop.
Well, Will has just been...
That relentless play where he's just chasing him down like he's a villain at the end of a horror movie that can't be killed. He's Michael Myers. Nothing. It was nuts.
We'll see. I think the Texans defense will be good in this game. But again, like 20 to 23 points to the Buffalo Bills offense that's generally a good night.
Yeah.
Now, I said this earlier, watching what the Niners did to a Rams offense that was really good last year and watching what Seattle did to a Patriots offense, those two offenses, the Rams and Patriots, were 1-2 in offense last year and just absolutely got shut down by the Seahawks and 49ers, and most people believe the Texans' defense is better than those, and so there you're at home, and there's a thought that maybe they should match that, but to me still, Josh Allen is Josh Allen, and he has so many ways that generally, even if you do everything right, he can shake loose and make plays.
And also, he's got in the back of his mind what he did in the last game, where he played well, but he turned the ball over a lot.
Yeah.
I'm sort of sick of that false equivalency I've been seeing with some people. Well, what about Josh Allen? The same people who are doing the, well, what about Drake May today stuff with C.J. Stroud? Yeah. And I'm sorry it always comes back to C.J. Stroud in a way, but Allen is going to make a couple of things happen in this game, and you're going to be like, well, give him that, because he just does that. But I do have a hard time imagining the Bills finally figuring this out. Like, DJ Moore, sorry, that doesn't change things for me. Khalil Shakir, I like him, but not against Derek Stingley or Kamari Lassiter. Is Dalton Kincaid finally what everyone thought he could be this year? Maybe. James Cook scares me more than anything that Josh Allen's throwing to.
Yeah.
And I feel pretty good about this matchup.
Yeah, James Cook has been the one that's had success in these two matchups.